Blog Talk Radio.
Morning Show
with your boy Fat Man West Coast.
Wake up.
You're rocking with the best in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fat Man West Coast. On the morning show, we treat unsigned artists like major artists. Tap in and submit your music now.
Good morning. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. What's up? Man, we had a hell of a show yesterday. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to introduce myself. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Today we're doing the recap of Faces of Rap Mothers. They called yesterday. Everybody was calling in yesterday. We have a very special call on the line right now. You know what I'm saying? All the way from Hawaii. If I'm not mistaken, it's the Wu-Tang Clan. Let me make sure, because I don't want to be fucking up nobody's name and shit like that. Rizzo and Culture Shock is on the other line. So let me open up the show and everything. Good morning, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, this is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We do this every Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? 9 a.m. specific standard time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So big shout out to everybody out there on the East Coast that's already been up. Y'all at lunch right now, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing. We just getting up. Today is one of the last days for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show for the week. After this show, I am on my way to Austin, Texas. All right, it is South by Southwest Music Conference. You know what I'm saying? And your boy, yours truly, is performing and hosting shows out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a good look for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We're going to be coming with interviews. We're going to be coming with performances. The whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying? Right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know how we get down every morning, you know what I'm saying? It is a beautiful morning out here, 53 degrees, 6 minutes after 9 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a lot of shit going on out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know how we get down and everything. We always pray for the people that didn't wake up to see this morning. We always pray for the sick and the shut-in. We always pray for our elderly. We always pray who ain't feeling good this morning. You know what I'm saying, and everything, because we need to start the morning out right. We need to start the morning out in a positive manner. You know what I'm saying, and everything, so that way we have a positive day. You know, first by giving thanks to the Almighty for waking us up this morning. So like I say, y'all know how we get down. We do this every morning right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Make sure you hit us up at 515-602-9736. You know what I'm saying? So, right now, y'all, we're going to have a moment of prayer. So I need everybody to bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning and we thank you for another morning. We thank you for putting us on the wake-up list. We thank you for hand-picking us to wake us up this morning. All we want to say, Lord Jesus, is we thank you. And if we could just grab a hymn of your garment, Lord Jesus, and hold on to it. We just know everything, and we know everything is going to be all right. We know everything is going to be taken care of. We know that you love us and that you are not going to let anything happen or let anything falter in our way. So today we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for another beautiful morning, and we want to say amen, 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 amen. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, like I said, we got to hit us up at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue, and I can let you in, and you won't be in the lobby and shit, drinking up my Hennessy and eating up my Krispy Kremes and everything. Because yesterday, it wasn't no Krispy Kremes, and it wasn't no Hennessy after I got off the show. Y'all done drank my shit up. Nigga didn't even have a drink after the show, let alone a Krispy Kreme donut. You know what I'm saying? So, if you come into the studio, make sure you bring some Hennessy and some Krispy Kreme and everything. You know, we like to eat too. I like pig feet. y'all, it's a beautiful morning out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Today's topic is Faces of Rap Mothers Recap. Now, if anybody had listened last night or listened yesterday and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? We had everybody calling in, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Miss Candy DeVore Mitchell. You know what I'm saying? She's kind of feeling under the weather today. She won't be calling in and everything like that. She's at the hospital taking care of some business and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So she wanted me to hold it down for her. You know what I mean? And she took me through a crash course, you know what I'm saying, of the faces of rap mothers. You know what I'm saying? And the difference between the faces of rap mothers and the faces of rap mother groupies. And everything. So we got everything on lock, you know what I'm saying? And we doing it like that, you know what I mean? Like I said, y'all, we got a caller on the line already, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, Rizzo and Culture Shock, you know what I'm saying? They are calling in from Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to take this call right now, y'all, and get this thing popping. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. Right now, y'all, we about to go to our first caller this morning. You know what I'm saying? And everything, we want you to, like I said, press the one button and everything. So right now, we about to go to this caller. The area code 808-0807. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Who is this? Welcome to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. This is Culture Shock calling in from the beautiful islands of Hawaii. Shout out to everybody in Las Vegas. How's everybody doing?
We doing good. We doing good. We doing good. My player, my player, my player, man. They had me. They was calling me early this morning to look out for your call, man.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, I had to get
you know what I'm saying?
Early over here in Hawaii.
Yeah, right, 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 man. So listen, man, tell us who you are, what it is that you do, and who you be.
I'm Culture Shock. I'm stationed out here over here in Hawaii. I'm a hip-hop artist. We got some new music coming for you guys with the Faces of Rap Mothers. It's called Leveled Up. We got Solomon Childs, Killer Bees, Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
Shock on it. We got Juice the Witch Doctor from Wu-Fam, and that song's hype. It's about to drop, and everybody's about to hear it.
Okay. I've been waiting for that song, Level Up. I need you to send it to me in MP3 form to my email, and then that way we can get it on before the show is over, okay? And everything, because right. they've been sending it to me in audio. And this is one thing I want to make clear. You guys send everything in MP3 form, not in audio. I can't upload audio to my system. It only takes MP3 form. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, please remember that. You know what I'm saying? And we can move on in a timely fashion and everything. So listen, man, how long you been in the music game? And where can everybody find you and support you and everything? Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
All right, I've been in the game for over 20 years, and okay. My stage name is Culture Shock. It's spelled CulturaShock. You can find it on any platform, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, you name it. It's on there, iHeartRadio, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I got my group. It's Hop Group Italian. We got Hellraiser from Sons of Man, the Wu-Tang affiliate. We got Beretta 9 from Killer Army. We got King David's son, he's a Killer Bee, and myself, Culture Shock.
Okay. All right. Now, how long you guys been working together?
We've been working together for a little over 2 years.
Okay. All right. Now, y'all got any shows coming up, or are you just out there in Hawaii right now?
Yeah, we got a show coming up. It's going to be out here in Hawaii in July, and then we're looking to start touring. Maybe later in August.
Okay. Okay, cool. Cool, cool, man. So once again, is your partner Rizzo with you?
Oh no, not on this line. Not on this line.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, make sure when you hook up with him, because they were telling me y'all was calling together and this, that, the other, and everything like that there, and everything. But listen, man, we appreciate you calling and everything and representing for Faces of Rap Mothers, you know what I'm saying? Tell everybody once again where to find your music and where and how to link up with you if they want some verses from you or something like that or some drops or anything like that for the radio shows.
All right, that's what's up. This is Culture Shock. You spell it C-L-U-T-H-A, sorry, C-U-L-T-C-H-A-S-H-O-C at gmail.com if you're going to hit me up there. Again, that's C-L-T-C-H-A-S-H-O-C at gmail.com. You can find my music on any platform. And if you're looking for a song right now that you want to jam to, look up House Call Remix, hosted by Redman. That's out right now with me and Beretta 9 from Killer Army Wu-Tang Clan.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Not Redman. Redman's been hot right now. I mean, he always been hot as far as I'm concerned. I grew up on Redman, man. I remember when he dropped his first one, There Is a Dark Side, and he had the afro. And shit, everything, man.
Oh, yeah.
I've been rocking with them cats, man, for the longest. But listen, man, I need you to send me that song right now, Level Up, to Fatman, PHATMAN702@gmail.com. Once again, that's Fatman, PHATMAN702@gmail.com, bruh, and I will upload that motherfucker right now, and man, we'll get that shit popping today.
702@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got you.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. God bless you, and I'll be looking for that song, all right?
Yep. God bless you, too. Peace, everybody. Have a good morning.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Culture Shock. You know what I'm saying? All the way out there from Hawaii. You know what I mean, y'all? We going to take a break, y'all. We going to be right back and get right back into these interviews. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What up? This is Reef Hustle, and you are now listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with Fat Man West Coast and the Morning Crew right here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all stare at me. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle.
Death to my enemies. You ain't been a friend of me. Death to my enemies. TBM. First off, death to my enemy. Stress to them haters, yeah. You ain't been a friend of me. Devil won't prosper here. You won't take this energy. Power to the money and respect to set my niggas free. Solid, yo, what you kidding me? Shitting me? Ain't no stitching me. Everything we all saw, you wish you read. Hustle reef, motivate to hustle, that's the centerpiece. Form, get your bread, move your legs like a centipede. This is different rap, did you listen, Jack? On the mission back, get the vision back. No one's finna track, flip a pack. Get interested in yak, I ain't missing stack. I ain't get the jack, I never get with that. Would never get with that. Bronx on the scene again, steady looking heavy. Not that Chevy, but that Beamer Jim. Man, they let the leader in, I illustrate. Man, you been a fake, I've been a great. And the winner's fate, it changed, name changed. Banging the dinner plate, rape the interstate. With exquisite taste, always been the case. Always getting cake, thrashing through the interstate. Sucker, later to you busters. Later. While your ladies getting flustered, motherfucker, this is for them dropouts, this is for them colleges, this is for the streets, them have-nots, the sort of kind of rich, hurting in that rain, putting pain and no acknowledgement, fame, know your name because you work and then you polished it, death to my enemy, stress to them haters, yeah, you ain't been a friend of me, the devil won't prosper here, you won't take this energy, power, take the money and respect and set my niggas free, solid.
It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show
with your boy Fat Man West Coast.
Wake up.
On the morning show, we treat unsigned artists like major artists.
Tap in and submit your music now.
Yo,
You're rocking with the best in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fat Man Records.
Yes, sir. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. Man, I am in such a good mood this morning, man. The good Lord woke us up this morning to start the day off. You know what I'm saying? And I am on my way to Austin, Texas to host and perform at South by Southwest. Now, this is my first time performing at South by Southwest. You know what I'm saying? Of course, your boy been getting it in all, you know, all around the city and everything like that, front, back, side to side, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And me and the Faces of Rap Mothers have always been talking about doing this interview for a long time now, you know what I'm saying, and everything. We was on hiatus. I actually, excuse me, I actually came out of hiatus to do this interview, to do these interviews and everything, for Miss Candy Mitchell, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So my thing is this, you know what I mean, we're going to make sure that we represent her to the fullest and everything, so make sure that everybody speaks positive and everything like that there, and put out the positive vibe. She needs that right now because she is in the hospital taking care of some business, getting some blood work done. I spoke to her this morning and she asked me to take the reins and run with these interviews and show the people the love that supposed to get showed, the love and everything like that. We just need that love reciprocated. I need everybody that's in this lineup and everything like that. Share the show, share the link and everything. If not, go to my wall and get the link. I'm on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, at West Coast Mobley Jr. All right, you can go there and get the go there, or go join the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. A lot of people going to be getting their music played on this morning show. We need to support each other. You know what I'm saying? This ain't one-sided, because if you don't support me, I'll definitely take your ass out of rotation. It ain't no problem, and this, that, and the other. There's plenty of people that want to get played on this radio show. You know what I'm saying? But I need y'all to show that love and reciprocate that back and share the show. Tell your friends. Tell your mama. Tell your sister. Tell your brother. Tell your auntie. Tell the mailman. Tell the milkman. Tell the Amazon man when he's dropping off your packages and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Tell the little Mexicans that's out there at 6 o'clock in the morning blowing leaves and shit and waking you up in these apartment complexes, and tell them, look, the big homie is on the radio. He's on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? On blogtalkradio.com. Alright? So listen, y'all. Switchboard is getting full again. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be taking these calls one at a time, as we should. But just know we're going to be taking breaks in between this, because, hell, I need a drink. I need a drink and some Krispy Kremes. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And, of course, I got a new treat that I'm sitting here eating. It's called Nick Nibbles. Okay, she gonna beat me up if I don't say it properly. Nick Nibbles, all right, you know what I'm saying? The tasty chocolate almond treat, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get her, give me a dialogue and this and the other to say and everything. But we're gonna be advertising that on the show, you know what I'm saying? Nick Nibbles, and of course, if you're trying to go somewhere, Parker Travel, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right. I got my little sponsorship going on, and if you want to sponsor the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, just send me an email to Fatman, PHATMAN702@gmail.com. Let me know what your business is, what your nonprofit organization is, and you can sponsor the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show for a very small fee, you know what I'm saying? For under $100, you too can feed me. I'm just playing with y'all this morning. We just here to have fun and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's 9:24 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? If your ass ain't up by now, your ass running late. And they said, the other, you ain't planning on going to work. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. We're going to get right back into these interviews. You know what I'm saying? We got, I got a lot of damn music and stuff. Boy, y'all been sending me damn music all damn night. everything. Y'all been sending me music all damn night and everything. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. We're going to get into these, the rest of these interviews. Big shout out to my guy and this and the other. He just called in. You know what I'm saying? Out there in Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all I'm bad with names and everything. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all I'm bad with names. My man, Culture Shock. You know what I'm saying? He called in all the way from Hawaii. Big shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Doing the damn thing. You know what I mean? With Redman and Wu-Tang and stuff like that. Big salute to the big homie. We're going to get his music on here. I was asking him to send it to me and everything. But right now, we're going to go to the 818 area code 4196. Good morning. Who is this? You on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
Good morning. What a great voice. This is Will Perfect, and Janet Lopez is on the phone as well.
Okay. You're talking about I got a great voice. You got a great radio voice, too, Mr. Perfect.
I appreciate it. Well, I've been up all night, and I just got a hold of Janet here. We used to have our own podcast called the Perfect Zone and the Comfort Circle, and she's on the phone right now. Say hi, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Janet. How you doing?
I don't have a great voice like you two do.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? We've been blessed. You know what I mean and everything. You know what I mean. So listen, who you guys? Tell everybody who you are, who you be, and what the hell it is you do.
Okay, well, let's just say, a silent prayer, everybody listening, for Candy to get well. You know, she has just got such a big heart, and she's so generous. We worked, she was on our podcast at one time, and then we were part of her movie with Omar Gooding Jr. We went to Bobby Brown's sister's birthday, Tina Brown.
I went
to a few live shows of the Faces of Rap Mothers, and I'm really proud of what they're doing. That book, it sounds like it's a super superb table piece.
Yes.
So I'm an actor. I've done a lot of films and commercials and stuff like that. I actually started in live theater, doing live performances locally. And then started doing local commercials and worked my way into started doing films. But yeah, so that's we. I met Will at the red carpet, and we kind of just started working together.
I'm gonna ask you guys one thing. Since you are in the industry, and I do have a lot of unsigned artists, actors, you know what I'm saying, podcast hosts and everything that does listen to this show in the morning and everything. We do have a lot of people that listen to this show overseas, and we are going to give the list in just a little bit. But the one thing that I want you to speak on, since I have you on the phone, is speak on the importance of networking between each other and fellow colleagues and people in the industry to move further. Don't think that someone is going to come and knock at your door and everything and say, hey, I understand that you do movies. I understand you do hosting and this, that, and the other. And you do music, too. We want to work with you. It's not going to happen and everything. Can you explain to the people that's listening right now? Can you explain to the people right now how important it is to get out there and network?
Absolutely. Yeah. You got to show up. You got to be 100%, and you got to give. And why don't you go ahead with that, Janet?
Yeah. So my name is Janet Lopez. Hi, everybody. Okay. Yeah. I think that's how I kind of started, you know, in a way. But I did end up going to, you know, obviously get some education as well for acting. You know, they have. But as far as networking, it's really important to get yourself out there. I mean, no one's going to know you exist if you're not out there.
Right, exactly.
You never know who you're going to meet. You know, you never know who you're going to meet. who's going to take an interest or even give you some help. Okay. Obviously not go out there and just, like you said, not go around and be like, hey, can you give me a role? Like, that's not really how it works.
Right,
getting to know people for real, like actually getting to know people and talking to them and sharing some interests and why do you want to be in the industry, why not? But also, like, just really making those real connections. I've had mm-hmm. made connections where they're, like, lifelong connections with people
right.
that for years, you know, that become mm-hmm. friends, like real friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked
wonderful.
With them and whatnot. Yeah, so I think it's
wonderful.
Really just getting out there, getting your, putting that effort into it. Because I know I've met people who are like, I want to be an actor. And then when they need to drive, for example, they're not willing to drive 30
right.
minutes or an hour.
Like, right.
They're like, oh,
exactly.
no, I don't want to drive anywhere. Yeah.
Well, listen.
It's a real curiosity
guys,
about people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Will Perfect here again. I'm a singer, actor, writer, poet, diplomatist, negotiator. But I just wanted to say thank you for having us on. And again, prayers for Candy. I do believe the more conscious we put an idea collectively, the stronger
uh-huh.
that idea gets. So prayers are
wonderful.
The most powerful power we do have here on this earth.
Amen. Amen. That's why we say a prayer every morning.
Amen.
Mr. Perfect, tell everybody where they can find you at, how they can get in touch with you if they're trying to get you to do some voiceovers, some acting, or just trying to network with you and as a mentor or as a coach. How can they get in touch with you?
Right now on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram. I'm working on building this website because I've been recording an audiobook and also some songs. So
uh-huh.
right now Facebook and Instagram is probably the best way right now. I took a lot of stuff down and kind of rebuilding it all back up with a fresh slate with a lot of good stuff coming.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. And your colleague, I forget her name. I'm sorry.
Janet Lopez.
Janet, yes.
Can
how can they get in touch with you?
You can call me Janet Lopez. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
Chadwick
we could just,
Colburn,
oh, we could just Google
Will
you,
Perfect.
Huh? We could just Google
yeah,
you,
I'm
huh?
actually, if you Google me, I'll be the first person to come up. But,
really?
My name is, it's Janet, like Janet Jackson, and it's Lopez,
uh-huh.
like Jennifer Lopez. But
okay.
You can also find my Instagram. I just used Jayla XOXO because they call me Jay. But it's as J-A-Y. LAAXOXO for Instagram, and for Facebook it's just actor Janet Lopez. You'll find me right away. Again, if you just Google me, I am pretty much the first person that comes up on there.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys calling in and representing for Faces of Rap Mothers and everything like that and showing your love. You know what I'm saying? Feel free
Absolutely.
To come back anytime and talk to us here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show and keep us abreast on what you're doing, okay?
Right on. Thank you with great gratitude and appreciation. Again, my thanks.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes sir. God bless you both. God bless you both, okay? Thank
All
you. Right. And everything. Shout out to them two people. I like that. You know what I'm saying? People calling in. They're representing everything. Listen, y'all, it is 9:33 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. 53 degrees, y'all. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. We are doing a recap on the Faces of Rap Mothers and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? If you want to call in and show your love to Miss Candy DeVore Mitchell, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, she's a little under the weather today. You know what I'm saying? But this is why we're sending our prayers and we're sending our positivity and sending our positive energy her way so she can walk out of this too. You know what I'm saying? And she'll be back, you know what I mean, on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with me on little features and things like that and breaking new artists worldwide, of course. You know what I'm saying? But hit us up at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. Once again, 515-97. Nope. That's 515-602-9736. Y'all, I get excited. Y'all got to excuse me. 515-602-9736. 6, all right? You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we're going to take a break right quick and get back to these interviews, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And we're going to keep the music going. All right, you know what I'm saying, with Classy Girls. Shout out to all the Faces of Rap Mothers and everybody in here calling in. You know what I'm saying, we're going to get it in as soon as we get back on the air. We're going to take a station break right now, y'all, and pay some bills. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Diana Boss. Girls, classy girls, classy girls, classy girls, classy girls, classy girls. Faces of the Rap Mothers is a classy girl, classy girl. Candy Strummer is a classy girl.
Ignore they love the glam. Faces rap mother, so it dresses as ma'am. Sexy ass women, we ain't falling for the scrams. But we got a whole lot of haters standing in the jam, cause they mad how we winning on the gram. Hey!
Show, we treat unsigned artists like major artists. Tap in and submit your music now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was Faces of Rap Mothers, Classy Girls. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I mean? So, well, I got all these people on the phone. I'm going to play y'all some of the music I'm going to be performing out at South by Southwest. But we're going to get back into these interviews right now. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up, 515-602-9736, 515-602-9736. Share the show, share the show, share the show, share the show. Share the link on your Facebook. Share the link. Let everybody know that we are live and direct right now. You know what I'm saying? And everything, that your boy Fat Man West Coast is on the air. You know what I mean? And this is how we do it, y'all. Monday through Friday. You know what I mean? 9 a.m. You know, Pacific Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? And you are welcome to call in on any day and keep us updated on your progress or your career or what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Current events. You know, if you want to give somebody a shout out, if you want to give somebody a birthday shout out, or if you just got something to say that needs to be said, and it needs to be said worldwide over the air, you need to call us. You know what I'm saying? At 515-602-9736. Listen, we about to get into another call right here. You know what I'm saying? 941-2091. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Who is this?
Good morning, good morning. Yo, what up? This is your girl, Sally Sweet, Faces of Rap Mothers, Capitol Records vocalist.
coming out of Florida.
What's going on, Miss Sweets?
What's up, what's up? I appreciate you having me.
Yes. So listen. Tell everybody, because I've been hearing about you, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there. So tell everybody, tell the whole world who you are, what it is you do, and who you be. You
okay,
have the floor.
Okay. First, absolutely. First and foremost, Candy, we love you with all of our hearts, and we really hope you feel better soon. We are praying for you. So
yes.
I'm your girl, Sally Sweets. I'm a vocalist on Capitol Records Faces of Rap Mothers vocal group, you know, along with a lot of other ones of us, very talented group we have there, Angel, Candy, Diana Boss, Honey from Group X. So there's a whole bunch of us. I'm a rap artist. I'm a singer. I'm doing some touring and some traveling right now. This year alone, I think I opened up for a good 8 or 9 celebrities. I started with DaBaby and Boosie, Jadakiss, Joel Santana, Cassidy, Tia Jeffries, Trina. Been running around with Cassidy. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun. A few movies, one with Joel Santana, our Faces of Rap Mothers movie out. So, you know, just highly representing as a true Faces of Rap Mother for about 3.5 years now. So.
Wonderful. I love to hear that and everything. How long have you been in the business?
About 3.5 years since I started.
Really?
Right when COVID hit.
Wow. Okay then. So you was it a dream of yours, or was it just something you was doing to keep busy and it caught on?
It really started like any artist started, I guess. You know, music starts within pain, and you know, I've never really been a big dreamer, so I've just been a hustler, state to state. I've lived in several states, you know, and finally I just kind of went through way too much, and you know, my brother taught me to write it down. You know, right when I started music, I found Faces of Rap Mothers, and I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like, you know, other rap moms in the industry, like, man, I got a group. Like, you know, I fit in somewhere. And it really just took off from there. Music is my full home now. You know, it's been an amazing journey. So, you know, my message is pretty big. And that's kind of driven it. I started my own business called The Sweet Life, fully representing, you know, Faces of Rap Mothers, and just being one big united group for women and kids everywhere. So it's been incredible.
Well, that's beautiful. Listen, how can people find you? Now, I know you do verses and things like that and stuff, and people want to get you on their records, get you to sing a hook and stuff like that there. We need you to tell the world, how can they get in touch with you so we can make this happen?
All right, y'all. You can find me on any platform anywhere under Sally Sweets, you know, any platform from Deezer to iTunes to Spotify. If you want to tap in, write me. TheSallySweets, TheSweets on the end at gmail.com. You know, just write me. Yeah, tap in with me. I'll get you hooked up. I do stuff from here to New York to Cali. You know, so we got a lot coming. We got a whole album with Wu-Tang Clan coming. You know, I'm definitely on that album.
Wow.
Our vocalists are going to be lit. So, yeah, we got some amazing news, some amazing things coming. But tap in. You know, I'm a busy person. I'm touring right now. It's been crazy.
Well, listen, we need to get together and set up another interview where it's just about Sally Sweets and this, that, and the other, and play your music and everything like that to let the whole world know what you're doing right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, okay?
I appreciate you. You know I sent you something. You listen to that, you let me know what you think, and we'll set up some time. I would love that.
That's what's up. Yes, ma'am. I surely will and everything. And you be blessed out there. Be safe, okay?
All right. Thank you, baby. Love you, Candy.
Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. That's what I'm saying, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Faces of Rap Mothers recap. You know what I mean? We had a lot of people call in yesterday that didn't get a chance to get on the air and everything. So, of course, we just do it. A recap, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like Uncle Murder, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing the roundup. You know what I mean? So hit us up at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. 1-800-636, you know what I'm saying? Press the 1 button, let me know that you are in queue, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And we go get right back into these interviews we got coming from the 540-3135. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Who is this?
Good morning. My name is Naya. I am Blaze Baby. I am one of the Faces of Rap Mother's daughters,
yes.
Angel Gilchrist Stanton.
Yeah, I think Miss Candy was telling me that you was calling.
Yes, and everything. I'm also a singer and songwriter, and I just wanted to give like a quick little shout out to Candy. I'm sorry you're going through this, and I pray that you feel better soon. I don't like to hear that you're not feeling good, Candy. We love you, and thank you so much for everything.
Yes. Well, listen, while you have the floor, tell the world who you are, what it is you do, and who you be, sweetie.
My name is Naya. I go by the name Blazer Baby. I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been singing since I was 4 years old, and I really started writing music when I was 16. I used to suffer through depression, so music was just honestly my little outlet. I feel like anybody who's going through anything, let your music be your words. You know, like,
right.
I feel like that's the best way to get out those emotions as well. And you always come up with a masterpiece, in my opinion, when you're writing the most. So, I am on the song Touch My Body remake and Classy Girls remake. That you just played for all of us, so thank you.
Awesome.
And I'm in the movie with Omar Gooding and the Faces of Rap Mothers.
Okay.
And the song. The song that Candy had sent in to you is something that I've written. The name of it is Driftin'. I'm sorry.
Driftin'. We was listening to that last night. I need you to send that to me in MP3 form. It came in the audio format.
Okay,
MP4. Send it to me in MP3. If you can send it to me now, I'll get it uploaded and we'll get it on before the end of the show. You have my word on that and everything, because they were telling me to look out for this song and this and the other, and trust me, they didn't put an APB out on you long time ago with me and this and the other. Like, she gonna call in and everything like that there. So it is an honor to have you on the show and have you to call in and everything. And I've been hearing great things about this song. I listened to it last night and everything.
Thank
and I didn't know if it was on YouTube or anything like that, because usually I could go and snatch things off of YouTube and convert it to MP3 and upload it and everything, so we can still keep it moving. But please send it to Fatman, Phatman 702 at gmail.com.
Alrighty. I am also in the I'm so excited, by the way, to be in the game coming up soon. The Fortnite game coming
up. Okay. Yeah, they was telling me about the game and this and the other. You're in the game too?
I'm so excited, and thank you, by the way, for having me on here. It's really an honor to be on the show. Hopefully through my song, I will definitely send it in to you.
Send it to me. But listen, tell everybody how we can support you. How can we find you? How can they download your music? Like I said, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of artists out here listening that would like you to do some hooks or something like that for them. How can we stay in touch with Blazer Baby?
You can check out my SoundCloud. You can also follow me on Instagram. The music should be in my bio. My SoundCloud is Blazer Baby, but in Blazer, instead of the S being regular, it's a dollar sign.
Okay.
Blazer Baby. And then on Instagram, it is Blazing Beauty with two Y's and period underscore.
Okay, spell that. Spell that, because my spelling is bad. I be mean, called you Beige Baby.
For my Instagram, it's BLA. It's Blazing Beauty, BLASIAN for Blazing,
okay.
And then Beauty, BEAUTYY period underscore. I know it's so long. I need to.
They're gonna be like, ooh, damn, I can't do it. I just can't. That's too many letters. I just can't do it. Well, we appreciate you calling in. It's an honor to have you on the show. They've told me so many great things about you, and we just wish you all the best, and we'll be over here praying for you. And once you get that music, send it here to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, and I swear we'll get it on and play it for you. You have my word.
All righty. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
All right.
All right. I will definitely send it in right now.
All right. Thank you. I'll be looking for it. I'll be looking for it. You take care, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, y'all. Look here. It's an hour and 8 minutes left in the show. You know what I'm saying and everything. We're getting into the phone calls, y'all. Today's topic is Faces of Rap Mothers Recap. I told y'all, you know what I'm saying. I'm like Uncle Murder. I'm doing the roundup and everything. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up. 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. Like I told y'all, after this show, I am on my way to the airport to go to Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Music Conference. All right, this is my first time performing at the South by Southwest Music Conference. Now, I always perform and this, that, and the other, and do my hosting thing and everything like that. Y'all will be getting it live and direct on my Facebook page and on my Instagram page and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And we all need to follow each other. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, I'm West Coast Mobley Jr., all right? On Instagram, I'm West Coast Mobley Jr., all right? On my Facebook, I'm West Coast Mobley Jr. Okay? You know what I'm saying? And also, follow the group that I'm about to play for y'all right now to get y'all feedback. It's called Midwest Connection. They are also on IG. Make sure you follow them because I done groomed these boys to do conscious music and everything like that and kind of stay up with what's going on and everything and stop with the norm, if it must say, you know what I'm saying? So this is why I'm glad all these artists come in and call in and everything like that, because we need to be networking as artists to grow, know, and show each other our talents. You know what I'm saying? So listen, we're going to pay some bills, y'all, and we're going to be right back. But right now, I'm going to play one of the songs that we're going to be performing at the Midwest, at the South by Southwest Conference. You know what I'm saying, y'all? We'll be back in 2 and 2, y'all. Let's go.
Man, we got to detox the industry, man. It just ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? A lot of watered down ass.
Okay, where do I start? I'm tired of playing tough niggas, really caught in their heart.
I'm going in, so tell me when the game gonna switch. Loyalty is just a word now and it don't mean shit.
Shame.
The game used to be about respect, and if you wouldn't get far if you didn't have that. Nowadays, niggas fans for views and numbers on the net. Whatever happened to getting known, cause your bars are legit. The game can realize I'm here to give it a stick. I'm talking Jada Kiss. Nah, you had Tupac and Dick. You know, real assist. Yeah, it's still a part to the game. I just want kids. Somebody got the answer. Please make it.
the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
With your boy, with Fat your Man boy. West Coast.
I wake up.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. So listen, I hope y'all enjoyed that, you know what I'm saying? That's something that, wrote and produced by yours truly. That was me on the hook, me on the last verse. You know what I'm saying? Do a lot of old school, you know what I'm saying, renditions, things like that there. But, it's all good in the hood, though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that made some of y'all hang up and shit. You know what I mean? But listen, y'all, it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. Man, that cleared out some of the some of my switchboard and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Look here. This is also, it's good hip-hop music out there, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody that's calling in. Big shout-out to everybody that's in the game, you know what I'm saying? And doing their thing in the game, you know what I mean? You know, shit, I'm 55 years old. Hell, I make 55 look good, you know what I'm saying? And everything, doing my damn thing, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. We going to get into these calls once again, you know what I'm saying, and everything. It's the world-famous Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all, 5 days a week, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. I appreciate y'all rocking and rolling with me this morning, you know what I mean? We just tidying up and doing a recap on the faces of Rap Mothers yesterday. Everybody that called in yesterday, big shout-out to you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get Miss Candy on the show. You know, today she wasn't feeling good. You know what I'm saying? So she asked me to take over and make sure that everybody is heard today. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do. We making sure that everybody is heard today. You know what I'm saying? So we about to get right back into these calls at area code 661-0789. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. Good morning.
What's going on? Who is this?
This is Spirit Thea, a.k.a. T.L. Tucker. I'm with the nonprofit with Faces of Rap Mothers.
Oh, okay. All right. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, and that stuff was hot, but you know what you know about that. That's what's up. You're bringing that old school and stuff. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I like to lace these youngsters with the old school. I ain't into all that trap and all of that stuff and this, that, and the other, but
no.
I can take you back to the cool Mo D days and, you know, the Furious Five days and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So listen, tell the world what it is you do, who you are, and what it is, who you be.
All right. Like I said, I'm Spirit Field. The world know me as Spirit Field. I'm AKA through Facebook Media, T.L. Tucker, where I represent my nonprofit, Grow the Children Awareness and Opportunity. We represent throughout the USA. Yes, that's what we do. And I'm recently appointed at MEN with Faces of Rap Mothers, so that's where my excitement is right now. And here we are on the radio. Yeah,
all right.
I kind of came into it about like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I was informed about Candy Bavar, you know, working through nonprofit and whatnot. They told me she was the hottest stuff out here in the AD with the things I was trying to articulate. My goal is to seek out in at-risk neighborhoods and communities, you know, deal with people who are suffering with these disabilities. Like, I'm hearing from a lot of the rap family, we talking about, you know, how that hurt brought us into this connection, or how some struggling brought us into this unity and whatnot. So, Grow the Children happen to be stepping on this platform, and that's what we do, is we counsel, consult, you know, we get people to go within so they don't go without, you know, to search their inner soul out, you know, dealing with God as the highest power or whatnot. And so we do counseling and development. So, and then we go to entertainment, because everybody got that. You know, when you get into the heart and soul of people and find their joy, it brings out where their gifts are. So that's what we do, is grow the children, and then, you know, dealing with Candy and the promotions and whatnot she put out, I figured that'd be a platform, you know, for the people that I deal with, bring them in for talent shows, you know, let them win. I didn't have nowhere to extend them to. It's like once I would give them trophies and give them their, you know, winnings, it's like, okay, they go back home to their communities and their energies, and they don't have nothing. So my goal was to link with the entity such as Faces of Rap Mothers so that I can bring my clients and my participants into a better horizon of the industry. And man, once I got in, I got in.
Okay.
And it's been going since then. I'm like the, you know, I deal with transportation and as an overseer for Miss Honey DeVar. You've heard through all the other Faces of Rap family how, you know, exclusive she is within the community. So I'm in her transportation, I'm her assistant, you know, and I've been doing that for like a year and a half now with her. And doing so, I've landed myself in videos, tapings. Right now, me and Honey are going to be featured in a Michael Jackson's Life Story movie. We're going to be in Santa Barbara at the Neverland.
Okay.
I've been cast on videos with Corrupt, rapper Chill, Knock Knock. I just did a video with Honey DeVar with Sir Alexander and MC Power. So
okay.
Faces of Rap Mothers, on Faces of Rap Family, we're doing things. And as I'm coming in with the nonprofit, we're going to eventually house, you know, at-risk people, homeless people, single parents with children. You know, we're going to be going into that avenue with our counseling and consulting and, you know, just giving them life, you know. And again,
right.
Like I heard everybody saying, it was some a turn from hurt or pain or things that they had been involved in. You know,
uh-huh.
I come, everybody really in life have that as a history, but we don't speak about it. We don't talk about it. So with Grow the Children, we try to give you that platform, that space, that couch space. Well, you know, let's talk about it. With Honey DeVar, we're going to be eventually starting our own little, you know, talk show. We're going to be bringing in people to talk some reality stuff and, you know, put more stuff out on the platform from the Faces of Rap Mothers and how we do stuff. You've heard about our books. I've been informed I'm in the last book, over 100, you know, images, you know, so I've been making it happen in the last two to three years with Faces of Rap Mothers myself.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, if somebody wants to get with you and work with you and get some advice or just, you know, seek you as a mentor or coach, how can they get in touch with you?
Amen. You can Google me, TL Tucker.
Okay.
It should come up, you know. I'm Facebook, social media under Spirit Field, a.k.a. T.L. Tucker. Also, Anointed Hands. I do healing massages. I do mobile massage therapy for people. So I have clients in that area as well. So Anointed Hands, that's A-N-O-I-T-E-D-H-A-N-D-S. You have Spirit Field, S-P-I-R-T-F-I-L-L-E-D. And then you have my nonprofit and all the information from T.L. Tucker. And again, you can just Google me and everything will come up. I'm also on LinkedIn as well.
I have an IG tag.
Yeah, I got an IG tag too. It's Spirit Field Anointed. Yeah, so I just kind of hooked that up because I'm kind of trying to drop some stuff with Faces of Rap Mothers. And then GTC Entertainment, also on Facebook, GTC Entertainment, and that's where you'll find some of my recent, you know, little stuff that I'm doing. Because I didn't try to come in as a performer. I was coming in as an administrator initially, but I'm like backdoor entrance, front row seating kind of seat. And, you know, I just started doing things. I got in at the Tina Brown birthday celebration where we were filming with Omar Gooden. And, you know, it was, I think, Dougie Fresh nephew came out and started doing the beatbox. And, you know, I'm old school, too. And I started dropping my remix. I was like, whoa, that felt like an audition. So, yeah, I was performing in front of Tina Brown and the crew, Dougie Fresh nephew, and, you know, Candy DeVar. Kudos to Candy. I hope you get well, sis. Well, you always get well, sis. And we just gonna make it last. We're going to do this. I'm about healing, you know, and nature and the body, mind, and soul. So that's what I do.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate you calling in and sharing this and this and the other and sharing it with the world and all my listeners and everything like that. And I'm going to make sure that we push people your way and everything and you be successful now. And we thank you again.
I want one more thing. I want the world to understand that Faces of Rap Mothers, GTC, Awareness and Opportunity, this is a movement. This is something that's really in the happening. And I know, as you've seen, all of the artists, all of the admins that was on the calls on yesterday, those were the higher admins that you were speaking with on yesterday. And now some of the artists are calling in on today. So, yeah, we're rocking this, and we are most definitely the next movement.
And I understand, and you always welcome, all of y'all are always welcome to call the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show and keep us abreast and keep the world abreast on your progress and what you're doing.
Right. That's what's up. Thanks so much. Thank you for FM Radio. Thank you, Fat Man. You know, we appreciate you. We are most definitely in touch with you. We look forward to you here on the West Coast. Most definitely, we will be seeing you.
Okay, then, yes, let's work. All right.
All right.
Take
All right, let's go.
Good opportunity. My goodies look good. You wish that you could, but I'm a boss ass bitch. No time for that shit. I got a run out game. Keep niggas in check. Keep my makeup on speed. Keep running with shit. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Trying to make y'all win. Trying to build an empire. Trying to take y'all higher. Want you part of the vision, but you don't want to listen. Teamwork, make the dream work. You just gotta listen.
I'm a young girl, but I'm not baby. I'm a grown ass lady, I'm Madam Meeks from the Detroit streets, and I got my goodies under lock and key. You gotta be ordained to be my main, because you fantasize in while watching my frame. A lot of sex appeal in the head of the game. Thought I was a fool, now that's a damn shame. We the face of rap mother, so remember the name. Queens with beauty and intelligent brains. Candy lit the pilot, so I'ma turn up the flame and make you glad that my sexy ass came.
Rap mothers too fly for this ish.
So keep up your flossing, you might get tossed or even get checked by Diana Ross.
Thank you.
On the morning show, we treat unsigned artists like major artists. Tap in and submit your music now.
It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show
with your boy, Fat Man West Coast.
Good morning, everybody. What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. 46 minutes left into the show, you know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Big shout out to Miss Candy DeVore Mitchell, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, she's in the hospital right now, and so she's taking care of some business. She'll be getting well, and we'll be back, you know what I'm saying? But listen, share the show. Make sure you sing your prayers up for Miss Mitchell, you know what I'm saying? And I'm appreciative and honored that everybody's calling in and showing her love and the love that she deserves, and she's respected. You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing. That's right. Give her flowers now. You know what I mean? And everything. So, Miss Mitchell, we praying for you. Everybody's out there praying for you and everything. You know what I'm saying? So you get well and do what you got to do and get on out of the hospital and everything so we can get back to working. You know what I'm saying? So it's your boy, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct, y'all. 515-602-9736. 515-602-9736. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's the Faces of Rap Mothers recap. We kind of went through the list, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Like I said, if you got something to say, press the 1 button. Let me know that you are in queue. Let me know that you ain't drinking up all my Hennessy and Krispy Kremes and everything, you know what I'm saying? But listen, everybody that was supposed to send their music, send it in MP3 form. Okay, I think, all right, send it in MP3 form, you know what I mean? And we'll get it on the radio, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It's a way you can convert it and stuff like that, but it's all good. Just send it. and everything, yeah, just send it, and we will get it on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Blazer Baby, you know what I mean, hold on, I'm looking at this email, all right, hold on. Okay. All right. Just doing some things, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. That's the thing of you be uploading music and everything. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, y'all, it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I do this every Monday through Friday. We have fun on here. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have a sense of humor to be on this show. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we're going to have an exclusive, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man of my word. I try, you know, at least I try to be, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to this radio thing and this and the other, I am a man of my word. If I say I can get your stuff and get it on and get it played and everything, that's basically what I'm going to do, you know what I mean, and stuff. So big shout out to everybody that's in queue right now. It's a lot of people. We got the 808 in the building. We got the 540 in the building. We got the 517 in the building. We got the 702 in the building. We got the 949 area codes in the building. We got the 661 in the building and the 646 in the building. So while I got all y'all attention right now, we're gonna do our recap check on who all is listening, okay? And right now we got 612 listeners, okay? So we have, of course, we got the United States coming in at 96.60%, South Korea coming in at 0.75%, United Kingdom coming in at 0.75%, Romania is dropping down. They're coming in at 0.38%. And Japan has dropped down and coming in at 0.38%. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now worldwide, and we want to give you a round of applause. Thank you. Okay. So listen, y'all, we want to thank everybody that's listening to us right now, that can hear the sound of my voice. I want to thank everybody that's been calling in and everything. But listen, right now we got an exclusive. I done got it in my email, and I told her if I got it in my email, I was going to play it. So here is Blazer Baby, Drifting. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? That's Blaze Your Baby on the track. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to shout out to Blaze Your Baby. That was tight. That's that whisper in your ear type music. Whisper in a woman's ear type music. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Let me hold you tight and everything. That's that Barry White type shit. This at the end. She should have had some deep voice man, probably like myself, talking at the beginning of that. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me sit you down and talk to you. You know what I'm saying? And you got your boy Fat Man West Coast. Let me stop. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Faces of Rap Mother Recap. You know what I'm saying? 35 minutes left into the show, y'all. I want to appreciate everybody for rocking and rolling with me. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Now, y'all got to remember, this show will replay right after we get off the air, okay? So, if it's somebody that missed it and you want them to hear it or this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is just click the link and it'll replay, you know what I'm saying? And it, you know what I mean? So you can, if they don't hear it today or hear it tomorrow, they can listen to it next week. They can listen to it next year. You know what I'm saying? My show's archive, you know what I'm saying? So, and like I said, if you're trying to send your music, make sure you're sending it in MP3 form, all right? At fatman702@gmail.com. That's fatman702@gmail.com. All right. And let me know that, you know, hey, this is a single or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm trying to get an interview. I'm trying to get a write-up in your magazine. I'm trying to get on the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff that we are doing here at the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with Unsigned Hype Radio and Unsigned Artists. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know too many unsigned artists that's getting played in Romania. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know where the hell Romania is. But they listening to the show. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what part of Japan we are being played in. But Japan is listening to this show. United Kingdom is listening to this show. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't understand why certain artists want to turn their nose up when you offer them radio play or something like that and everything, or offer them to come on the show and do an interview. The whole world is listening to me, besides the United States. That goes for Canada. That goes for all these third world countries. They hear this radio show. Why? Because they like hip-hop. They want to hear rap music. They want to hear R&B music. They want to get to America. They want their music played on American radio stations. You know what I'm saying? So we have something that we do a little unique. Just like Faces of Rap Mothers, she has a niche. She has something that's unique. We have the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Great minds think alike. You know what I'm saying? Great minds attract each other, you know what I'm saying, in business, you know what I'm saying, in business, in life, and thus saith the Lord, you know what I'm saying. But listen, I just want to thank everybody, you know what I mean. We still got a few more minutes and everything left. We're going to get into this more music. Like I said, tell a friend if they ain't called in, 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. Make sure that we are following each other. Make sure that we are on the same page, that we are networking. You know what I'm saying? We are always here 5 days a week. You know what I'm saying? We are getting ready to go to our podcast that you can catch us on the weekend on our YouTube and the mother station Under the Hood Studios. So listen, y'all, we're going to take a break and we're going to be right back with more and wrap this up. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. Let's go, y'all.
Oh. Back at your ass, G. Don't go, now, motherfucker. I know you did, nigga. Lace your boots.
y'all niggas in trouble. Homie, stop bullshit.
Bitches stack, shit on the Indians and horses missing the hair around this motherfucker. I'm plugged like hell now. Give me something to drink and fix them face. Nah, the fly you. Bitch, if I want to kill myself, I climb your ego and jump till I hit your IQ. Now, happy Hanukkah. Bill Clinton put down the saxophone and his ass starts playing the harmonica. They locked up Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
today he like fucking drowsy bitches. I like mine to fight back and try to get away.
He leaves and one got me.
You know that tingly feeling you get when you like someone that's your common sense leaves in your body. You can't control this. Oh, lying ass bitch taking medication for memory loss. Got nerve to bring up some old shit.
10-2, fuck you, bitch. God come first. Then my family, my music, got Pearson and Sidney.
Respect the teachings of my life.
This is my fucking day.
Of my life.
My man, my pummer, my back. Now I done moved from Vermont. I'm in a whole nother zone. I'm the prize in the situation. Bitch, who the fuck you think you're keeping waiting? I get the gab and I'm capping.
What's up, sugar freak? What's happening?
If she got a shoulder to cry on, that's gonna turn into some dick for her to ride on.
From the hoods out in Harlem, on the way out the hard zone. The most weak cause the game strong. From down south to the Midwest, we legendary cause we get it best. Don't get the name wrong. Now get your mind on your money and play your position. Why you at it, little mama? Stop bullshit. Get your mind on your money and play your bullshit, man. Why you at it, little homie? Stop bullshit.
911, it's an emergency. Edie about to murder the beat. We're quick and sugar free, got me popping them peas. From Pomona out to Compton on the way to Brooklyn. Don't get your girl tootin', I know you see her lookin'. Reckless eyeballin', I'm all the way in them guts. And I ain't from the west side, but I still throw it up. Outlaw, you know the drama, yeah, you know the soccer. Still riding, and I put that on my dead mama. Still shining, Benz clean, smelling like ganja. Yelling fuck the world like my dead partner. Doing it, moving on you clowns, I've been trying to prove it. And you haters talking down, gon' die losing. Guaranteed to give you what you need when you need it. Stay on it like I want it, no begging, no pleading. Quick, tell me why you bullshitting with the pot. 20 years later, we gon' do it till we drop. From the hoods out in Harlem, all the way out the hard zone. Them hoes weak cause the game strong. From down south to the Midwest, we legendary cause we get the best. Don't get the name wrong. Now get your mind on your money and play your position. Why you at it, little mama? Stop bullshit. Get your mind on your money and play your position. Why you at it, little homie? Stop bullshit.
In and out of jail in my late teens. Mean hombre. Up and on bullies who threaten me or my nephews or my face. Dreams of being a dope dealer, not a gangbanger. Setting trends, winning the inner city over with banging beats. Who would ever think that I produce with the greatest teams? Or make this kind of impact on mainstream. Debut single, nominated AMA. Certified platinum out the gate. Kick the door down, wait. Burn the dance floor down from an all-known street. Place. Great lyrics, pretty face. Even up until this day, I get a lot of respect from my peers, but in a thankless kind of way. Cause shit, the bias in this industry makes me wanna just fire away. If you click, freshman, chamber one, fresh round, trigger, fire away. Duck from a nigga, cause you know that I'm a thug. Who love to hit the late night club, draped and buzzed, and draped and buzzed, and... Oh, fuck it, give me another beat.
Get up.
morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast and everything. Look here, y'all. We about to get up out of here, but I wanted to share this story with y'all. You got to understand, I'm learning about the faces of rap mothers and this, that, and the other. I'm learning who all is involved and who all they was connected with and everything like that. And I understood that Shonda Gibson was involved in this, and they were, her and Candy was very, 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 very good friends. We understand that she's gone and her body is resting well and everything. And I had an encounter with Miss Gibson. She called into the morning show a few days before she passed away. And I don't think nobody noticed, and into any other. And it just hit me the other day. And she called in, and the topic on the morning show was loving your spouse. I can't really remember and everything. It was about loving your spouse, it was a topic about do you like me as, you know, I know you love me, but do you like me, you know, as a person or something like that. And she called in and she spoke very, 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 very highly of her husband. And she was letting us know and letting the world know that without him, it wouldn't be her. That without him, she wouldn't function. That without him, she is nothing. And she went on and on and on and on and on about her husband. You know what I mean? And everything. And it was in such a loving way. And she was nurturing all of us that was listening about how when you really find someone that's for you, how you should hold on to them, how you should love them. And it really didn't hit me until the other day, the timeline of when she spoke on this show and when she went home. So right now, before we get up out of here, 22 minutes left into the show, I'm going to dedicate this song for my brother, Tyrese, to Miss Shonda Gibson. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know her, but I knew of her. And she knew more about me than I knew more about her. Because she listened to the morning show. So it's from us from the morning show. This goes out to Faces of Rap Mothers. And salute to Miss Shonda Gibson.
Be my sweet lady. Ooh, I want you to be my lady, lady. Oh, baby,
sweet lady, would you be mine? Be love for
damn thing. And I heard that you were thinking that I'll have to stop you from making late night phone calls on the telephone about your fantasy. Not a
Yes, sir. Yo, Miss Shonda Gibson, we love you, baby. We miss you. All right.
Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show
with your boy Fat Man West Coast.
So wake up.
If I'm the car, try to act like
SoundCloud and post it on your story. Unbelievable, should've cut you off right when you sat right next to me and shouted in my ear that you're my biggest nightmare. Now you can't look at me in the face. Guess you finally have learned your place and left me alone, but you're better when you hear this track. Why would you try to leave me as I rise and still don't understand? Was the problem always me, yeah? Or the fact you can't believe choice for envy. No choice for envy. Now there's no choice for envy. No choice for envy. And it's true that I believe that it's what it's gotta be.
Rocking with the best in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fat Man West Coast.
Yo, the TikTok say we trying to get up out of here. It's time to slide, slippity slide up out of here, y'all. I want to thank everybody for calling in today. I want to thank everybody for listening to the radio show. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember everybody's name, but they called in and everything representing for Miss Candy. You know what I'm saying? And that's good enough for me. So listen, for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show staff, and myself, y'all, I'm out of here. I'm on my way to Texas. So the next time you'll probably hear from me, it'll probably be Monday morning. We're going to run these replays back of the Faces of Rap Mothers for the next couple of days. And I'm going to go out here and handle my B-I-Z. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all be good. Love, peace, and hair grease. Be good. Take care of one another. Make sure you send me that music in MP3 format. That's MP3 format. All right, so listen, I love each and every one of y'all. God bless y'all. Take care of one another. You know what I'm saying? And like I always say, listen to one another. Don't listen to one another just to argue. Listen to get understanding. All right, so listen, I'm your boy Fat Man West Coast. We up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like last year, swimwear. you know what I'm saying, and everything. So I'm gonna catch y'all next time. All right, then. Peace.
Nigga in the hood telling everybody. Baby mama in a brand new Maserati. Told the side nigga she was fucking with. Funky dog head, nothing ass bitch. Not a word out. The feds knocking at your daddy house. Meeting at the park after dark. Nigga didn't even try and play his part. Couldn't play his part. Snitch ass nigga got the same heart.
Police talking at jail time.
It was smoke you would see, it can tuck your tail time.
Use a bitch.
Nigga telling on everybody on the stand. Judge said, point him out, that nigga used both hands.
How many niggas gon' tell to get you an early release out of jail?
Those murkish niggas in a stoley. About to pull a lick with 30-round clips. If it's the back door, they haul me. But he got ring cameras and arsenal like the arm. One of the smirkish niggas bra told the homie they finna rob to be prepared and stay woke because they coming for your throat. The homie they finna rob got some commas. Told his girlfriend and his kids to go spend the night at her mama's. Turned off the lights and left the TVs on, so it can look like he was home but he was really gone. He can check the surveillance through his phone.